2 Corinthians 11, verse 23. Are they servants of Christ? He's talking about how to be a servant of Christ. I am more than them. I am more, and I'll tell you how. More labors, more imprisonments, beaten times without number, often in danger of death. 5 times I received 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I spent in the deep. I've been on frequent journeys, in dangers from rivers, dangers from robbers, dangers from countrymen, dangers from Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers in the sea, and dangers among false brothers. I've been in labor and hardship, many sleepless nights, hunger and thirst. Hunger means nothing to eat, often without food. Sometimes it was deliberate fasting. Sometimes it is not enough money to buy food. In cold, without a blanket, exposure. And then the biggest problems of all. The biggest problem of all. The daily pressure of concern for all the churches. The problems in Corinth. The problems in Ephesus. The problems in the Galatian churches. The problems in the Philippian churches. He was carrying that burden all the time. This is how God broke and crushed Paul, and he became the mighty servant of God. That was his Bible school. Being stoned, beaten, misunderstood, rejected. God's ways are not our ways. Many of people want to be a mighty apostle like Paul. If God does have that in plan for you, he'll take you through a very hard road. The purpose is to be broken, because I've discovered that God can never commit authority in the hands of an unbroken man. I have seen this even in some, you know, CFC elders. We've sometimes had to remove some CFC elders. Some have become very authoritarian. I don't know whether there are some still around like that. We read about in the 3rd epistle of John, Paul writes about a man called Diotrephes. These are warnings for the next generation of leaders in our churches. He says in 3rd epistle of John, verse 9, I wrote something to the church. But Diotrephes the elder, he loves to be the first among them. There were a number of elders, but he wanted to be the first. I am the chief elder. And he won't even accept what the Apostle John says. So even in the first century, elders appointed by the apostles, they were not all perfect. Some of them wanted to be first. We've seen that in our midst. And he says, for this reason, if I come, I will call attention to his deeds. He says, I'm going to expose him. John was not afraid of exposing the arrogance of some elders. Because the Bible says that elders who are like that must be exposed before the whole congregation. He accuses us. Imagine in those days, this man, this carnal elder, had the audacity to accuse an anointed apostle like John, who was probably double his age. It's amazing. And he won't receive anybody whom John sends there. He won't receive the brethren and tells others not to receive them, puts them out of the church if they receive the messengers John sends. And Paul says, and John says, when I come there, I will call attention to these deeds. And he warns them, beloved, don't imitate what's evil. So that type of danger was there even in the first century. There were unbroken people who were elders and they were exercising authority. And God never supported it. When God commits authority to a person, he has to break him first. A broken man is the only man fit to exercise spiritual authority. That's why God takes him through brokenness. And that's why even the Apostle Peter had first to be broken by failure. So I want to say to you, my brothers, if God has allowed you to go through failure in your life, God can use that. I found in many, many cases, including my own, that it was through failure that God broke me and has God broken other people, so that we don't lift up our head from the dust. We keep our head in the dust all the time. Not because we have any sense of inferiority. We keep our head in the dust before Jesus. But we don't assert ourselves. That's the reason why God breaks us. Every single servant of God whom God has used, he has to break and humble. Then only he commits authority to them. And if you have not gone through that process, I can tell you in Jesus' name, you will never be useful in God's hands to build his church. I can tell you that. If you resist that brokenness, if you don't allow God to break you through your circumstances, many times we resist it. Then of course God can't do his work. So I say that for your encouragement. If any of you are going through such circumstances, God has got a purpose. Submit to it. In God's time, he will bring you forth. It's like gold being purified in the fire. Let me show you this verse in closing. Psalm 66. In Psalm 66, David says how he came to a place of abundance. Psalm 66, verse 10. God, you have tried us. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into a net. That means you surrounded us in a way that we cannot escape. You know, like fish in a net. Do some of you find yourself in circumstances where you want to move out but you can't move out? You feel trapped in certain circumstances. You're brought into a net. You laid an oppressive burden upon our loins. Maybe a sickness that you are not healed. Maybe a thorn in the flesh that you prayed and prayed and prayed and never got healed from. Some physical ailment or problem, a burden, oppressive burden upon your loins. You allowed men to ride over our heads. The picture is of you lying on the ground and men walking on top of your head. I mean, some people who work in different offices feel like that. This boss of mine is always walking over my head. Or you can experience that in a marriage. You can experience that with relatives who take advantage of you, a mother-in-law or anybody. God can use all types of circumstances to break you. And then experiences where you are put into the fire and then taken out of that and put into icy cold water. And then taken out of the icy cold water and put into the fire. Extremes from one extreme to the other. And finally, look at God's result. Yet, you finally brought us into a place of abundance. And that phrase, place of abundance, is the same word that you find in Psalm 23:6. Cups that run over. Thou hast anointed my head with oil, with cups that run over. And I remember the first time I saw that. How do I come to the place where my cups will be running over? I must accept God allowing so many things to come into my life. And I just bow my head and I don't complain against anybody. I say, God has allowed it. There's an Old Testament example of David when somebody cursed him and threw stones at him and called him all types of names. And one of David's soldiers said, let me go and kill this man. How dare he speak against you like that? And David said to him, if some of you don't know this passage, it's good for you to know it. In 2 Samuel 16 and verse 10, the king said, no, don't kill him. God has permitted him to curse me. How can I say to God, why have you done it? Imagine if you had that faith. David in the Old Covenant had that faith. God permitted that chap who I feel is inferior to me in social status to yell at me. Okay. God permitted him to do it. God will not allow anything to happen to you without his permission. God allowed him to do it, to break you, to humble you. And he will not allow anything to come to you without his permission. He wants to show you his power.